The U.S. enjoys one of the most developed healthcare systems in the world, yet the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine has been challenging. Now imagine rolling out vaccines in war zones. NPR's Ruth Sherlock asked about just that to the people who deliver aid in Yemen, Libya, and Syria.
When I asked Tamuna Sabadze, the country director for the International Rescue Committee in Yemen, to tell me her worries about distributing the COVID-19 vaccine, she gives me a long list.
First of all, I mentioned the logistical obstacles.
Chief among problems in Yemen is how to reach large parts of the population in a country with a weak infrastructure that's been further destroyed by airstrikes and shellfire. The IRC has 18 mobile clinics, 4x4 vehicles with medicines and equipment strapped to the roof to reach Yemen's rural communities. Sabadze says the conditions are often extreme.
Like the roads that they travel on a daily basis is just extraordinary. We have driven in just the riverbed, dry riverbed.
This situation complicates which COVID-19 vaccine they can even use. Sabadze says Yemen can't deal with vaccines that have to be kept at extremely cold temperatures. Electricity there can be spotty, even for regular refrigeration.
There is absolutely no way that that can be managed in Yemen.
And it's unclear if the Houthi rebels, who ousted the government from the capital, will even encourage people to get the shots. They were slow to acknowledge the virus in the first place. There is a global organization that helps poor countries get vaccines, but aid workers say these countries are only expected to get a small percent of what they need in the next few months. One issue in Libya is that the government has said it doesn't plan to use any of these first doses on the some 500,000 migrants who've come into the country as the war has made the borders more porous. Safa Mselli, a spokesperson at the UN's migration agency, the IOM, says it's wrong to exclude migrants.
Especially that many of them in Libya are in vulnerable situations, including those in government detention centres.
Governments and militias excluding people from vaccination campaigns is a concern in Syria too, where there's been a civil war for a decade. Sara Kayali from Human Rights Watch worries that the government may favour giving vaccines to its supporters. She says they've already done this with medical supplies.
We've also seen discriminatory distribution of medical supplies, even within areas that are held by the government, where some areas were able to receive ventilators, masks, and PPE, and other areas that are affiliated or used to be affiliated with anti-government sentiments never received them.
Kayali is especially concerned for people in the north of Syria, where millions live under opposition rebels or a Kurdish-led administration. Akjemal Magtimova, the head of the World Health Organization in Syria, says there have been delays to so-called cross-line deliveries, aid across front lines, in the past. But she says they've got better and that the government has agreed to collaborate on COVID-19 vaccines.
Whomever I discuss in government departments, all of them have this solidarity and understanding that it should be for all Syrians.
Aid workers and doctors NPR spoke with are sceptical of this somewhat rosy expectation of the Syrian regime. But for now, all they can do is wait and see. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Beirut.